lobs in corner of the end zone, caught. Throws it, intercepted. It's going to go. 35, 30. He's going to get tackled short of the first down. Touchdown, Giants!
Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind. I'm Bob Papa. We'll take a look back at the Giants' 35-30 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles, joined as always by two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. Also, obviously, changes for the Giants this week. Tom Coughlin stepped down after 12 years and two Super Bowl championships with the New York Giants, so 2016 will have a different look. But, Carl, as the Giants wrapped up the season of 2015, losing to Philadelphia 35-30, it was a game that you know that they wanted to win to end the season on a good note.
Yeah, they really did want to go out with a win, come out and play a spirited game.
The Giants won the coin toss. They deferred to the second half. Philadelphia gets the ball first. They convert a 3rd-and-3. This would be a theme in the game as Sproles gets a little pass out of the backfield. Philadelphia has a 1st-and-10 at their own 46-yard line when a familiar foe gets his first touch of the game.
Hand off Murray. Big hole up the middle into Giant territory. Breaks right at the 40. He's to the 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown to Marco Murray, 54 yards.
Carl, DeMarco Murray, who he's done so many times against the Giants, just with a huge play, a 54-yard touchdown. Well, where was the breakdown here?
Well, it looked like just they weren't organized defensively up front, guys running late on the field, and it just broke down right in the center of the defense.
So the Giants find themselves down 7-0. They get the ball. They start at their own 20. Jennings goes for 5. Odell Beckham Jr. with a nice catch of 12 yards. So the Giants have a little momentum. They convert a 3rd-and-2. Jennings runs it for 8 yards. Giants get the ball into Philadelphia territory. Eli Manning scrambles for a 1st down, but the Giants get called for a penalty. Philadelphia's called for a penalty. Offset replay 3rd down. Giants don't convert. They have to punt. They down Philadelphia at the 2-yard line. Now, the Giants get Philadelphia on a 3-and-out. Bradford misses Matthews. Matthews drops a pass down the left sideline, so the Giants dodge a bullet. Giants get the ball back at the Philadelphia 47-yard line, and Carl, not able to capitalize here. You start at the 47, the plus 47. You got 1st and 10 at the 17-yard line, but some of the same old problems kind of creep in here. You get an incomplete pass. You get a run that doesn't get much yardage, and you wind up settling for a field goal.
Yeah, when you look at the opportunities in the red zone, and you could really start to reestablish what you want to do in the game because you're moving the ball, you get it inside the red zone, you just were hoping that they could do more than just settle for field goals.
So the Giants settle for 3. They trail 7-3. Philadelphia starts at their own 15-yard line. Giants clamp down on the run, but Philadelphia connects on a big 3rd-and-4. Darren Sproles around the left end picks up 13 yards. So on a 2nd-and-10 from the Eagles' 34-yard line, Philadelphia dials up a play that's hurt the Giants all season long.
Delayed handoff. Nope. He's going to throw the play action. Wide open over the middle is tight end Zach Ertz. He's to the Giant 20. Breaks right. Another missed tackle by Merriweather. To the 10 and finally tackled at the 6 by Wade. Gain of 60.
Carl, it started in week 1. It shows up in week 17. Tight ends run in the seam. Easy pitch and catch. Ertz, career-long 60-yarder.
Well, when you look at the way the defense has began and finished the year, you could tell certain areas they just couldn't figure out how to get stopped. It's one of the most popular routes in football.
1st and goal at the 6. Sproles now gets the call for the Eagles as they widen their lead.
1st and goal at the 4. Hand off Sproles. Jitterbug moves to the outside, and he's going to walk in for the touchdown. Jason Pierre-Paul could not get off the block. Sproles around right end for 6 yards, and the Eagles in front 13-3.
Carl, pretty easy run for Sproles once he got away from the JPP containment.
Well, he's a great space runner, but once he breaks contain, it's pretty hard to get that guy down.
14-3, Philadelphia in front. Now, the Giants start at their own 20-yard line, and Rashad Jennings rips off a 35-yard run. Giants convert a 3rd and 1 at the Philadelphia 36 with a 3-yard run by Jennings. And the quarter ends with a 2nd and 10 at the Philadelphia 33. with a 21-yard run by Rashad Jennings. So the Giants are driving, trailing 14-3. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind after this on the MSG Networks. Welcome back to Giants Rewind as we start the second quarter. Giants trailing the Eagles 14-3. Now, the Giants start the second quarter with a first and 10 at the Philadelphia 12. Rashad Jennings gets 5 yards on first down. McCarlin, incomplete pass, then Manning gets sacked, and another trip in the red zone and another field goal as the Giants now trail 14-6.
Yeah, once again, if you want to keep pace, you've got to score, or you want to get a lead, you've got to score in those opportunities.
Philadelphia ranked 31st coming into the weekend in red zone defense, but on two trips, they hold the Giants to 2 field goals. So Philadelphia starts first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. They're able to pick up a first down on a 2nd and 7 from their own 37-yard line. The Giants defense comes up with a big play.
Bradford in a shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, drops back to throw. Zips one right, and the pass deflected and intercepted by Jonathan Casillas at the 35-yard line. And I think JPP is the guy that got his hand on it.
Yeah, let's go, bro.
Scott Chico.
Jonathan Casillas' first interception is Jason Pierre-Paul gets the tip, Carl, and good hustle by Casillas to recognize the ball and catch it.
Yeah, first good job of JPP getting in the throwing lane and jumping and batting the ball. And, yeah, Casillas, good ball awareness there.
First and 10 at the Philadelphia 35. Manning to Randall for 21. Then Jennings with a 5-yard run. So the Giants face a 2nd and 5 at the Philadelphia 9-yard line when Eli Manning goes to the air.
Play fake, Manning to throw, zips one in the right flat, he's got time, makes a man, misses the 5, and goes in for the touchdown. And the Giants turn the Casillas interception into 7.
Got a little wiggle to you, huh?
Hey, I didn't know what to do.
Come on, boy.
I was looking, though.
You said you was going to do some touchdown, man. You ain't do it, did
you? Man,
you didn't
hey.
Even swag like that,
bro. I didn't. I'm going to get nothing, that's why.
No, okay.
That's why, I'm hyped, right. Though. Trust me, I'm hyped.
Carl, the nice play by Will Tye there as he catches the ball. Then he makes the guy miss to get into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, now that's what you want when you run plays down there. You want guys that can really find the end zone and really push to get there.
So the Giants cut the Philadelphia lead to 14-13. Now, Philadelphia gets the ball back. They start at their own 20-yard line. And, Carl, this is, again, a theme kind of throughout the course of the season. Giants ranked 31st in the NFL in third down defense. 3rd and 8, Bradford to Matthews for 25. 3rd and 2, Matthews for 3. 3rd and 5, Sproles for 5. 3rd and 10, Ertz for 21. A theme. In this drive, Ertz also has a 19-yard catch to get the ball inside the 5-yard line. It seemed as if whenever the Giants had the Eagles where they wanted, they can't get off the field.
Well, they can't get off the field, and the thing that I think is most concerning is that they were only using 2 players. It was a tight end in the back. The wide receivers were just kind of props out there for the most of the day.
2nd and goal at the 4 when Sam Bradford this time once again finds a guy who was key on that drive.
Bradford back to throw. He's going to lob one right. Open Matthews, touchdown. Beat Wade easily for the 4-yard touchdown.
Jordan Matthews with a 4-yard touchdown, so Philadelphia's lead is 8. Carl, an important drive for the Giants with 4:38. Knowing they get the ball to start the third, they need to put a drive together. They started off running the football, but then what they did was they went to Shane Vereen on 4 straight plays. He had a run of 4 yards, a catch for 13, a catch for 13, and a catch for 15. Is that something that, in your opinion, might have been a little bit underutilized during the year?
Yes. Given his skill set and really great opening, working in open spaces against linebackers and safeties.
After an incomplete pass to Odell Beckham Jr., then the Giants, after feeding the ball to Vereen for 4 straight plays, they turn to Rashad Jennings. On a 2nd and 10 at the 15-yard line, he runs for 10 yards. No gain on his second touch. Picks up 3. So now it's 3rd and goal at the 2-yard line when Manning once again keeps it on the ground.
Manning calling signals from the shotgun set. They give it for Jennings. Up the middle, touchdown Giants. 2-yard touchdown run by Rashad Jennings.
Carl, the common theme of the Giants' two scoring drives in the red zone, as opposed to the ones that only resulted in field goals, they ran the ball effectively inside, Jennings taking it in for the touchdown.
Yeah, good physical play. You don't have to necessarily fool your opponent with formation. You want to beat them with physicality down there, and that they closed it in, and they were able to do that.
So the Giants get a late touchdown, trail the Eagles 21-20, knowing they get the ball to start the third. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we return to Giants Rewind here on the MSG Networks after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind. We start the third quarter. Eagles lead the Giants 21-20, but the Giants have the ball to start the third. And Eli Manning on a 2nd and 10, 13-yard pass to Will Tye. And then Rashad Jennings, another 21-yard run. Carl, the Giants had 5 runs of 20 or more yards this season. Jennings gets 3 in this game alone. Why was it that how did the running game suddenly start getting better?
When you're a good passing team, defenses will try to focus on maybe keeping guys out of the box. They give you an honest look is what I call it. So now the Giants have the numbers on their side, and they're able to run the football.
The Giant drive, though, stalls at the Philadelphia 44. The Giants elect to punt, and once again, Philly is down inside the 5-yard line. They start the possession at the 3. Now, they're able to hit a key play here for 21 yards to Ertz. Once again, they get the ball to the tight end. They get out of harm's way. 1st and 10 at the 31. Bradford gets sacked by Robert Ayers. On a 3rd and 1, Murray rips off a 4-yard run. So that sets up 1st and 10 for the Eagles from their own 44-yard line when Hustle turns Philadelphia over.
Handoff left for Murray. Collins misses the tackle. Brinkley gets him down. Ball comes loose. It's out. Scramble for it. And the Giants have it at the 45-yard line. Brinkley forced the fumble. The ball batted around on the ground, and the Giants recover it.
Carl Murray with a 4-yard run, but credit Jasper Brinkley for hustling, knocking the ball out, creating the turnover.
Yeah, it was a very timely turnover, but he did a great job just running to the football.
So the Giants take over. George Selvey recover the fumble. 1st and 10 at the Philadelphia 45 when Eli Manning goes up top.
Manning on a play fake, back to throw. Steps up in the pocket, deep ball down the middle of the field, looking for Randall, who makes the catch and is into the end zone for the touchdown. 45 yards, Manning to Randall. And the Giants are in front for the first time today.
Reuben Randall's 8th touchdown catch of the season, and the Giants have their first lead of the ballgame, 27-21. That sets us up for our second look with Carl Banks. And Carl, what set this play up for the Giants?
I think it was all about their ability to run the football. It got the attention of the safeties and the linebackers. Take a look first at the linebackers and then look at the safety. There's never a time where a safety will bite when Odell Beckham's on his side of the field. Watch and see what happens here. And this is because of the running game. I'll freeze it right here. You see the linebackers are up. Now watch the safety come up. Safety comes up as Odell Beckham runs by. So that's effective run action. Now, we'll run it again. And watch Reuben Randall runs a great route. He's at the bottom of your screen. He runs what we call a little post seam route. So he turned the safety around. One safety bites. The other safety gets turned around thinking it's a crossing route, and then you got both guys wide open down the field.
The defense now, they get Philadelphia on a 3-and-out. So now the Giants really have a chance to control the football game. Giants start 1st and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Williams with a 5-yard run. Odell Beckham Jr. with a 7-yard catch. Giants get a false start, 3rd and 7. Odell Beckham Jr. with a 24-yard catch. So things are going pretty well. 1st and 10 at the 22. Jennings goes for 3. Defensive holding call against Philadelphia. So the Giants have a 1st and 10 at the Eagles' 14-yard line, up by 6 with a chance to go up by 9 or even more when disaster strikes.
Manning in a shotgun set, empty backfield, takes the snap, he's back to throw. Steps up, throws one right, passes deflected and intercepted. Picked off by the Eagles. Walter Thurman down the left sideline, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, 85 yards. And the Eagles are back in front.
Carl, Connor Barwin comes around the end. He beats his man pretty cleanly. Ball gets knocked out of Eli's hands. It's a fumble return for no matter how you slice it. The Giants, again in the red zone, have a failure. This time it goes to 7 the other way, and suddenly the Giants are trailing again, 28-27.
Yeah, you have control of the game, and all of a sudden one bad play just changes everything.
Yeah, I mean, the pass was intended for Vereen. Looked like he was covered, but in any event, you're thinking at least 3 points on the trip. Instead, now you're down 1. Giants get the ball back. They start putting a drive together, though. Again, it starts with Jennings and a run of 15 yards. Jennings would have a season high in this game with 170 yards against Philadelphia. But the Giants have to punt as the drive stalls. Philly takes over as the third quarter comes to an end. 28-27 Eagles. When we come back, we'll tell you about the fourth quarter as we continue with Giants Rewind here on the MSG Networks. Welcome back to Giants Rewind. We start the fourth quarter. Eagles lead the Giants 28-27. Carl, 2nd and 8 from the Eagles 11. Barner with a 12-yard reception. Philadelphia converts a 3rd and 1, 7-yard pass to Aguilar. 3rd and 5, the tight end Celek goes for 24. 3rd and 1, Barner goes for 4 yards. Again, the Giants can't get off the field on third downs.
Well, and that's been the bane of their existence, Bob, in not only this game, but in particularly, they just can't stop a tight end.
Aguilar with a 16-yard catch, setting up 1st and goal at the 3. Philadelphia leading by 1, trying to go up 8.
Bradford takes the snap, lobs one left into the end zone. Touchdown, Matthews. Just beat J'Ron Hosley, and the Eagles cap off a 91-yard drive, and they now lead 34-27 with the extra point pending.
Carl, with J'Ron Hosley in the game, easy pickings for Bradford, a little out route, flag route to Matthews, and it was an easy pitch and catch for a touchdown.
Yeah, red zone defense, again, didn't hold up well at all.
35-27 Philadelphia with 9:19 to go, so the Giants need a touchdown. They're down 8 points. They put a drive together. They convert a 3rd and 5 to Odell Beckham Jr. at the Philadelphia 41-yard line. But again, 1st and 10 at the 33. 5-yard pass to Akeem Nicks. Jennings loses 2 yards. 3rd and 7, Carl, you surprised that they went up top to Randall in that situation?
Well, you think at that time of the game, you would look at it as 2 opportunities to get your first down and score, but they took an all-for-nothing shot, and it didn't turn out.
Tom Coughlin decides to go for the field goal here to make it a 5-point game. Josh Brown hits from 48 yards out. So Philadelphia takes over with 4:30 to go. They quickly pick up a couple of first downs. So the Giants are now using timeouts. But Riley Cooper not looking for a pass on a 3rd and 8 with 1:56 to go. Philadelphia chooses to not run the ball. They choose to pass the ball here with the Giants out of timeouts. The ball goes incomplete, so the Giants get a huge break, Carl. With 1:43 to go, they start at the 20-yard line. There's enough time in this game for this team.
Well, it is enough time, especially with Eli Manning at quarterback. He's been in these moments before.
Vereen with an 11-yard catch on first down. This is a big play. 2nd and 2 from the Giants, 39, with 1:07 to go. Manning has Akeem Nicks down the left sideline. Looks like Nicks slows down a little bit, then tries to accelerate. Ball hits him in the hands. He falls down. He drops it. If he catches that ball, it's 1st and 10 Giants at the Philadelphia 35. If he keeps his feet, maybe he gets some more yards, gets out of bounds to stop the clock. And now there's a realistic chance that you could get in the end zone and maybe win this game.
Yeah, unfortunate there that, you know, I don't know if Nicks was not expecting the football, but he was open. He's got to run the full route.
The Giants have to convert a 4th and 2 2 plays later. Manning to Odell Beckham Jr. for 3 yards. 44 seconds to go. Manning spikes the ball. Then on a 3rd and 10 pass, White's not able to handle the football. And then on a 4th and 10, the Giants have one more shot to keep the game alive.
Manning back to throw. Fires one to the right. Pass knocked away. Incomplete. Intended for Ty.
That's the way it ends.
We didn't win the game, so that's kind of been the way this has gone. We got a couple of turnovers. We made the one major mistake, and they put the ball in the end zone off of it, and that unfortunately leaves us with, you know, exactly the way the game ended.
Carl, red zone failures by this team in big spots, defensively not able to get off the field on third down, things that plagued the Giants at the start of the season, wind up leading to another loss in a close game against Philadelphia.
Yeah, when you never correct those things. You can get in as many close games as you want, but the law of averages never catch up with you because you never made the adjustments to correct.
And the shame of it is Eli Manning throws 35 touchdown passes, second most in the season in Giants history. Odell Beckham Jr. ties Homer Jones with 13 touchdown catches. Rashad Jennings at the end of the year averages 5.5 yards a carry, runs for 170. A lot of things that look good statistically, mm-hmm. but a culmination of events as a team, this team sure. was not able to finish when it mattered on either side of the ball.
Well, you can look at two areas, red zone for the offense, third down for the defense.
Carl, those were problems that plagued the Giants throughout the course of the season. So Tom Coughlin steps down as head coach of the New York Giants. Make sure you join us next week here on the MSG Networks as we bring you a season-long look at Giants Rewind and look back at the entire season, look at the changes, celebrate the career of Coach Coughlin, and look ahead to what's next in 2016. Make sure you join us next week. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Rewind here on the MSG Networks. Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.